This was the first day visibility was good enough to see up close. The Iceland volcano erupted. So we flew aboard a helicopter to get as close as the pilot dared. He dared to get a lot closer than we imagined, only several hundred feet away, from a display that looked like it was from another world. Boulders shooting out of the crater, lightning bolts in the smoke that towered hundreds of feet high.
Looking at this volcano eruption this close up is both awe-inspiring and frightening. It's been quiet since the 1820s. This volcano stopped erupting in 1823. It's been doing so for about 2 years. Hard to imagine the economic catastrophe if it lasted that long now.
This part of the mountain range is where the eruption began last month. Now it's mostly quiet with just pockets of smoke. But here, the eruptions are huge, dramatic, and show no signs of weakening. There is another nearby volcano called Katla, which hasn't erupted in almost 90 years, and historically erupts around every 50 years. It's feared it could be far more devastating than this one.
Magma might find its way from this volcano into Katla. What happens then, I don't know.
So is it possible the magma from this volcano could cause Katla to erupt?
It might cause some activity, yes.
We found it hard to believe we could fly right next to this incredibly powerful display of Mother Nature, while whole countries are closing down their airports because of it. And there is absolutely no way of knowing how long it will last.